Toxic slime. That's what environmentalists say is filling delicate water bodies like the Indian River Lagoon and St. Lucie Estuary since the Army Corps of Engineers began releasing water from Lake Okeechobee to the east and west. As Regan McCarthy reports, members of a Senate committee held a meeting Thursday in Stewart in an effort to find solutions as quickly as possible.
Nutrients in the water Lake Okeechobee discharges, including nitrogen, are causing toxic algae growth. According to environmentalists, that's killing animals, making people sick, and just plain looks gross.
This issue is probably my top priority in my office right now.
That's Florida Congressman Patrick Murphy. He brought a Gatorade bottle full of dark brownish-green liquid to Thursday's meeting. He says he hopes to show it to other members of Congress and even talk to President Barack Obama about the issue. Especially heavy rainfall lately has meant water levels in Lake Okeechobee have risen significantly. That's created some concern for the Army Corps of Engineers because the Herbert Hoover Dyke is starting to age and needs upgrades. Here's Army Corps Colonel Alan Dodd.
The Corps of Engineers has committed a huge portion of our budget for dam safety to this project, and this is one of the top priorities within the Jacksonville district.
Since the rain has stopped, for now, Dodd says the Corps is reducing the discharges that are flowing from Lake Okeechobee. But Dodd says they'll have to reverse that once it starts raining again. Any major rainfall could make a breach of the dike a real possibility.
I cannot state emphatically enough, though, that public safety is our top priority, and for the near term, releases to the east and west are the only viable option to ensure public safety.
But Brian LaPointe, a professor at Florida Atlantic University's Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute, says there's still time to fix the situation.
We're not doomed in the Indian River Lagoon if we take actions quickly.
He says one good step would be to start eliminating the use of septic tanks in the area because they can release nitrogen in the water, leading to algae growth and even the death of manatees.
It's a major contributing factor. The manatees are eating Gracilaria. This is a fast-growing seaweed. It piles up on the beaches in Lee County, drives the tourists away over there. It's overgrowing, smothering seagrasses. It's all that the manatees really have to eat in mass now.
And Stewart Republican State Senator Joe Negron says he considers Thursday's meeting the start of a legislative solution, even though it's still months till the next session.
Don't assume that we're going to wait till March, because I'm not going to wait till March.
Negron says he hopes to call on some of his friends in the legislature to start creating plans and finding funding to address the situation. Meanwhile, Governor Rick Scott announced Tuesday he's planning to commit $40 million to a water treatment project near the St. Lucie River that officials hope will help to improve water quality in the area. But a group of environmentalists called Scott's plan nothing more than, in their words, a Band-Aid. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Regan McCarthy in Tallahassee.